Hey, Helen.
Hi.
How you doing, Donna?
I'm good. I have to start video.
Yep. I was having lunch, so I had the camera covered. Mm-hmm.
I covered up with my husband's laptop. So there. Up to the last time and this time, I've had such trouble getting into Zoom. It's crazy. But I got in.
It just wouldn't take.
It's just a hassle. I don't, you know, I don't get it. But never now mind. It's working better. It's working better. So
here I already asked.
I don't.
Don't ask anybody but Debbie if it involves tech. I know.
Oh, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So let me take this off and turn it off. I spent the last hour or two calling my AARP. The three of us confirm appointments for our Wednesday session. So.
Yeah, you guys will probably hear my phone beep, and we have a computer lab here in town, a room with 15 computers in it, and I volunteer.
Okay, someone's calling me back, but I'm not going to answer it.
Yeah.
So it's a computer room.
Go ahead.
So people can just use computer like a public space? Right. Nice.
Right, like a library, but it's with 15 computers instead.
Wow.
And we were planning to open Monday after 2 years, almost to the day the building is opening. But our master computer doesn't want to connect with Wi-Fi, so...
Oh, well.
Putting out fires there.
Well, in order, I don't want to use, if I use my cell phone to make calls for AARP and I try and block the number, people don't take the call. If they don't block the number, I have a 720 area code, so they don't answer.
They don't answer?
I have something called voice.google.com where I have a 505 phone number. I use the computer and I literally face the computer just like this, and I make phone calls. So I left messages for half a dozen people. Half the time they don't call, but many people don't call back. Yeah. But it helps to talk to them personally and make sure they have all their stuff ready for us. If they have questions, I answer it. Like, I just spoke to a woman. Her husband's in a wheelchair, and she has power of attorney. Well, it's a hassle to bring him. I said, I'm going to say you don't have to. And I'm going to check it with my supervisor. If there's a change, someone will call you. Otherwise, it's okay to leave him, not to bring him. Now, she may bring him anyhow because the community center serves meals.
Oh.
She's going to see about that, and that, in which case he'll be eating there. But that's a separate issue is between her and the community center. And I'm sure it's worth the hassle, you know, for that purpose. But otherwise... She can show up without her mic.
We do what we can.
We do our best. We try and make
right.
people.
Right. And we're working for other people. So it's not like we're at work where the boss is like.
No, I think, you know, most people are very grateful for what we do. And it's very satisfying to do it. I mean, I had a case a couple of weeks ago where I had done the person's return last year. I remember thinking, why is somebody this age working on a W-2 form? And why, you know, they have pension, they have Social Security, and she had a dependent adult disabled child at home.
Oh my!
I'd ask myself the question and ask her. And when the quality reviewer looked at it, they said, "Did you? This is probably a Medicaid payment. It should be. There's something called a Medicaid waiver. I knew about a Medicaid waiver from my studies, but I didn't know that that payment was it. Oh. And it doesn't say so." Oh. And the reviewer said, well, here's the clue, the dependent living with her and this particular employer. Mm-hmm. So I asked her and she said, yes. Well, she got a refund, a really significant refund, state and federal tax. And I said to my supervisor, I said, if it's wrong, if I did it wrong this year, I did it wrong last year. And the year before, someone else did it, and they also did it wrong. Oh. And so we told her, we'll make an appointment with you in a few weeks, come back, and we will amend those returns.
Perfect.
But you can amend a return 3 years after the due date or filing date, mm-hmm. whichever is later. April 15th of 2019 is 3 years ago. Uh-huh. That means a 2018 return might have been wrong. And during this week, I found out it probably is wrong, and it was done by a paid private preparer. Uh-huh. And she said to me, tell me the, you know, your reasoning on this.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what I'm talking about. So I pulled the paragraph out of the IRS publication that we use for mm-hmm. our training and as our reference. I popped in an email, I sent it to her, and she copied me on her email to the CPA saying,
good,
you guys did it. I needed the deadline is April 15th. Deadline is April 15th. I mean, the thing about the 2018 return is we didn't do it, so we shouldn't be amending it. But the other two returns is more time, is a year or two. Obviously, we're going to get to it this week, you know, mm-hmm. in this month. But the other one, that's very, very urgent. It has to be done by April 15th. So, but
you know, there's an old
pocket and a lot.
So. There's an old Zen koan: we do without doing, and it all gets done.
I like that.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brenda, how are you? What is the sound of one hand clapping?
Yeah,
I know that. The sound of one hand clapping is the sound of one hand clapping.
Mm-hmm. It's when the tree falls in the forest. That's the sound of one hand clapping.
Something like that. Hey, Bernadette.
Hi, sweetie.
How you doing?
You look well. Let's see. A little pale, but you look well.
Thank you. On top of everything else, I had dental surgery. So.
Oh.
Life's not fair.
No, it's not. Well, I'm glad you guys can make it today. I did send out an email to Zach, asking him how and where we are on the convention. So he did respond. It looked like he only responded to me. So let me read what we have so far.
And you'll forward that to me, so I'll put it in the notes if you want.
Sure. I don't know if we want everything that's on there.
Okay. just tell us your summary, and then we'll include that.
Okay.
Is anyone else? Who else is joining us? Is it just us, or is Debbie?
We're it. And Debbie is not well. I sent an email. Sorry. Debbie emailed me. She's not well.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, she sent me her member report. I forwarded that to both of you, mm-hmm. and I did not try to print it because I just got it
up my volume
2 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
You sound fine, Bernadette. Can you hear us?
I can't hear nobody. Hold on. There we go. Got my volume up.
Okay.
Okay, here's what he has for the moment. I will be sending you any remaining information that I have at this time tonight via email as far as the scheduling goes. So he has sent some of the agreements out, but still need to send a few more out. To his knowledge, none of these, with the exception of perhaps Anna Castile, has been returned yet. So
I haven't received any. I'm glad that he sent them. But that was a question I had, and I didn't want to pester him about it. And I thought, since you've asked some questions, let that be the prompt. If I receive any, I'll forward them immediately to him. And Marissa, do you want them to Bernadette, or just okay if we track them?
As long as I know, you don't have to send them to me. I just know, okay, to know everybody has acknowledged that they are turning them in.
Okay.
The poets and our curated readings, mental health, grief poems, and the spoken word showcases are not being paid, as they have agreed to volunteer, since they will only be doing one poem each. I will try and get a completed budget of what we are on the hook for so far out to you as soon as possible, just to kind of firm things up, but we should be on budget still.
Right.
I am working on a new video for the regular registration, as well as some singular images, posters for each of the curated readings, and I will have the only remaining uncopied time slot fleshed out by this weekend. So that was my concern. We had a lot of times on the website, but nothing was filled in. I have not had much luck reaching out to the community here. So although we did lay some groundwork for this, we have not received any responses yet. So just so you know, I gave him two youth poets. One's a Santa Fe poet laureate, their email and their personal contact this morning. So he's going to reach out to them. I just think it's very important we have a youth presence at the convention.
Absolutely.
What we do have this year that is exciting, besides some of our very famous names and artists, is the presence of poetry that speaks to mental health, to grief, and to showcase spoken word artists, and many of these folks from around the nation, meaning we will be exposing our community in both directions to a vast new audience with potential outreach. Also, we have a much more diverse lineup than I have seen in a long time. I think that's everything I can think of for the cuff, but I will try to get all the things out to you as soon as possible. Also between you and I, Marissa has been essentially nothing to support or help to develop this. She is very busy right now at this time. So I guess she has a lot of things going on in the background.
Excuse me, are you saying Marissa is not participating in the preparations? Has not come through?
That's what it sounds like.
Doing it himself right now.
Well, here's a question. Given she's busy, is there anyone else that can be called on to volunteer to help them?
When we've been meeting, we've been doing it with Zach, myself, so I'm helping Zach. Also, Janetta's been doing great with helping in that area. So I think we've got the basics, and what Zach is asking, like help for the youth and trying to help, I've been able to step in and help him in those areas.
Okay.
I did see the email that we have about, I think it was 36 people registered.
All right, I can give you numbers. I can give you numbers. It was
33.
There were 33 early bird and 3 regular that came in after early bird. They're all members, so they're all at $20 or $25. We've got a lot of dues in. Many people paid their dues and then registered as members, or you know, they renewed and registered as members. And a separate subject, we actually have one video entry, and it's a non-member. One person has entered the video contest just along the way. That comes through PayPal. It's 36 payments, and our membership numbers, I probably said it at the last meeting, that as of February or so last year, we had 79 members paid. This year, as of March 18th, we have 91, that between September 1st and now, we have 91 people paid. And a lot of that came through, you know, a dozen or more. I can tell you how many came through. Well, only 5 came through with Now, some came through on PayPal. I have these things at different places. We've got new members along with the registration, and we're ahead of last year pretty much on our renewals, new member numbers. So, you know, Debbie is wonderful, as you know, but she and I compare our lists. So she and I have checked off the convention registrations. When I send the membership dues over to Federation, which I did it as of January 16th, but there's another deadline, March 15th, for additional, and we check those names with each other. So we're in sync. If she has them, they're paid. If I got the payment, she has them. So we keep that stuff matched up. She might have had 33, but there were a few in the mail or people that didn't give forms in that she added last night, because I checked her people. So I don't know, you know, I don't have a history to say how quickly, you know, at this point last year we had so many people registered or not. I have no idea. Possibly could look it up, but it might not matter. Last year we weren't charging members, and almost everybody who came was a member. So it might be difficult to track registration when you're together to see what the trend is or how fast we should be filling up. I don't know. I think it's great that we have 30 people, because last year we didn't have many more than 40. But when we first planned this, Zach wanted to have 100, and I have no clue. And this is where I say I'm an outsider here. I don't know what is reasonable and what's not, and why be reasonable anyhow. So I'm into unreasonableness as a general practice, and that nothing, put that in the bank before you have it, not that you write the checks, you know, on revenue you don't have, but aim for the moon. Why not?
How many did we budget it for the convention?
Give me a sec. I think our budget was 40 member and 10 non-members. So we budgeted for 50. But that was without the early bird. That was without the early bird. But still, you know, 14 to go to make that, maybe 15 or 16 to get to make up for the early bird discount. But, you know, I don't know this community, as I've said a few times, but are there other organizations we should be promoting this to? Are there, you know, other places that members gather that poets have access to say, hey, come on board, this is having really special people here.
So go ahead, Carol.
Do we know that the chapter chairs are presenting this, giving it to their group? I know that, for example, Scott's probably told everybody, but do we know faithfully for sure every single chapter chair presents it? Do we send them a blurb and say, the convention, tell your people, and that they do it?
I know that Scott did, because I was at the chapter meeting a couple of weeks ago.
I'm sure he did. But he's got the biggest membership. Question. But it's got to be consistent. And going forward, we'll make sure that the chapter chairs get a prepared statement to give to their people, maybe even print it out and have available. So, like, for example, if I got one, I could give it to the Turtleback, my Black Cat poets. But we're not a chapter.
Right.
But if all the chapter chairs have it, they just give it to them. It's something to look forward to. Curious, yeah.
I don't know. The other chapters are fairly small, which doesn't mean we don't want them or we don't want their outreach. And there's a number of unaffiliated and a number from the now disbanded multimedia. Mm-hmm. That's a couple of dozen people between the unaffiliated and them.
So what I can do also is there has been a lot of stuff being made in the background, and there's a lot of stuff being posted on social media. So there's some flyers that Janetta has put out. So I'm going to have her. It's great that we're getting it on the social media, but she can also send it to the chapter chairs. She can send these videos to the chapter chairs. She could do a whole lot more. I think we were ready for the early bird to finish, and then we're gonna go wild. So last night I went and put a boost, just so you know, Helen, it's $2. That's gonna go on to the credit card.
Say that again. What are we talking? I'm sorry, missing.
I did a social media boost.
Okay.
So they usually we'll take the payment off the card, and it is like once a month. So right now it was $2.
Now, do you understand that when we have someone pay for something through the website, that goes through our PayPal account, and we need to set up a button in PayPal for them to initiate that payment. And that's something Debbie has to set up. And you're asking for monthly, they're going to sign up and say, take $2 a month.
No. It's not monthly. It's a one-time fee. One-time it's already fee. On there. It's been on there for many years. It's on there. Last time I had to pay off the amount. If I don't know if you recall, there was an amount on there from 2019.
This is a payment. Sorry, I'm not understanding. This is not a payment the person makes. It's a payment, a charge to the society.
Yes.
Sorry, complete misunderstanding. $2. And you have the debit card for that. So just send me some backup so I know what we're paying.
Yeah, they'll send you a receipt at the end of the month.
Cancel that. Never mind.
So far this morning, I just did it this morning, and so far it's hit 115 people so far.
Cool.
So it'll travel till tomorrow. And then it'll tell me how much outreach we were able to perform on that boost.
Mm-hmm.
Was this on Facebook? I know they do the boost.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I remember that now that I misunderstood what you were saying. We're good. Yeah.
So I touched base with Janetta, and she was, I gave her all the information and where we can start putting the convention. Mm-hmm. For instance, like Flying Star has an electronic billboard in their restaurants. So, so she could get it posted there for free. So all the other sites that I gave her were for free sites. So she's working on getting that all put out. Anytime we could get free advertising.
Do we have connections with school, not necessarily high school, but college writing departments?
I do have some emails. I can send it out and see if they're unable to send it out to the emails that I have. I'm sure they will connect me to somewhere I can. So that's a good idea. I can pass that to Janetta as well.
Because I agree with you about getting young people, not just to the convention, but into the society.
So we're also on the convention part. We also, April is Poetry Month. So I wanted to coordinate something with Janetta on doing things for April. Especially on social media, so that way we can say that we had a presence for April. So I send reports into the Federation for what we did, for what our society did in the month of April. So of course we'll have the convention, which is great, but if we can do any additional stuff, that's even better too. It looks like we're doing a lot of stuff for the month of April. So if you have any suggestions, feel free to send me your suggestions before April 1st, because we'd like to be able to put them on our calendar. And then I'll send you information what we have going on.
Is there a way that, I might have misunderstood what you said, is there a way through the Federation to promote this, or to promote to other chapters or other members?
Yes. So I sent Janetta, and I also sent the president of the Federation our contest that we have now, the video contest. I sent it to the Federation so she could send it to all the states. And then I sent information to Janetta so she can send it out. They have like a contest list. So you could go to their website and you could have, New Mexico didn't have a presence. So I said, hey, we need to be on there. So I sent her the link and hopefully she gets that connected. If she needs help, I'm hoping to talk to her by the end of this week. So that way we can see how far she's gotten in, but if she needs help connecting in those areas.
What about our convention? Can we promote our convention to them?
Oh yeah, it's already in the trophies.
Oh, okay.
It just came out in the trophies. I connected Janetta with Paul Ford. Actually, Paul Ford is actually going to probably be his last time doing this. He's been with the Federation for a long time, but he's ill right now. So so she still has the connections on who she needs to talk to for the trophies. She has a deadline. She has only 200 word limit, but she was able to get us something into the trophies, and it is now online. So I can send that information to you and send it to Janetta so that way she could send it to all our members, because it's they already also mailed me copies. So I think I have about 30 paper copies of the trophies that we can use to give out to members to put on our tables. We have an event coming up with the Scott Wickerman's event with the poetry. What is it called? Open
space? The haiku thing is picnic.
Yeah, so we have a table out there. I also talked to Scott this week. He wants he asked if we can go and tell a little bit about New Mexico State Poetry Society and how we're connected to the Federation and give a little spout at the beginning of the program. We'll have a table so we can put our books, we could sell our journals that we have. He already reserved us a table and two chairs underneath the tree. That's great. because there's a lot of open space, and that's where I've used in the last couple of years, under the tree, and so people know where we are.
Yes, Carol? I have a question. Are we also doing this information, the Strophes and so on, to be available? Whatever paperwork you have that promotes us and the Federation, are we making that available at the Santa Fe Literary Festival, which Bossy is appearing at?
Who's appearing?
Bossia. Miller?
Bossia.
I think we need to get that information to Bossia. You know, I don't know if she
especially could hard copies, because people will be walking through there. So if she can have something, she can make copies and give to people. It's another advantage to our group. We're in the Federation. Like, I'd like a copy to show my poets here. It's another way to get out, to get your work out there.
Yeah, I could send you some. I could send Basia some for future, because they mail them to me. Maybe I could say, hey, can you mail some to this Perfect. And this? That way I could say on post as well.
Yeah, or find them, send me the link, I'll print them.
Oh, okay, yes, I have a link.
Yeah, and send Basia the link with the background of what it is, and say you may want to make these available to your attendees who come by your table. Chapter chairs. It's a membership advantage. That's all. Excuse me.
We'll need to send the link for for our little paper pamphlets to how to become a member, like we took to Silver City.
Except those brochures were incomplete. There were no member benefits on them. It was one-sided. I think there may have been another side to print, and I've asked Janetta to check on that. Is the brochure one-sided or two-sided?
I want to say it's two-sided.
Yeah, so I had a one-sided brochure, which had nothing but, hey, we're here, and it didn't have anything inside, didn't have any meat. They were incomplete. What Shirley printed was incomplete.
I'll have to look in my records, because I had some in the past, and see if I still have it on an old email. Unless you have,
I have a document in Adamo up on my computer.
The paper one there.
It's a Word document. I know that Terry had something, and you know, she turned all these things over to me, so it's opening, taking a minute to open. But I can email.
Well, it seemed like when you had the folder, you know, you'd have something on both sides. You'd have that, and then
trifold, and it was two sided. Right. But I don't know. But I will email it to both of you.
I need some that are whole.
No kidding.
Wherever I can get them. And I've asked Janetta to take a look at it from my level to see if she can improve it in any way, because it's kind of very staid and very A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3. So if she knows how to dress things up.
Come on. Think.
Let's continue. When you find it, it'll be fine. We've made
okay.
The
visions and goals, and it's kind of more like a membership. It gives visions and goals. It does not have like a list of benefits exactly, but this is what I have. It's color. It's two sided, and the reverse of it is the membership application. Well, it does say member benefits, automatic membership, options to promote yourself, advanced notice of chapter meetings, opportunities to help envision and realize. So it has some benefits next to the membership form. I am going to attach this to an email to both of you and, you know, do with it as you wish. It's coming
to my
personal email. Oh, no, it doesn't have to, does it? Okay, never mind that. Never mind. Okay, wrong email.
Or access to them. In other words, where we can print them from.
Well, this is on my hard drive, so you won't get that. But I'm going to attach it to an email.
Yeah.
This
brochure should be on our website and be printable. As it should be a PDF. It should be printable. So I can go on the website and say, I need 10 brochures. I'm going to be meeting 10 poets.
Right.
If I go up to River Poets next Monday, which I was hoping to do, the 28th, I would like to just bring that, because I know that Azimuth probably is not set up to distribute anything yet.
Okay, I'm sending this as an attachment.
Thanks.
There you go. Multimedia Songwriting. Notification of payment received. Okay, I mean, I went into my the poetry email, and there's notification of payment received, J.M. Julian. Those two are from Debbie. And that's the membership report. Okay. So I have a friend visiting from out of town. She's coming in Tuesday night. She's leaving the following Tuesday night. But following Wednesday, I'm at Tax 8 all morning. So I'll catch up on the 1st. Definitely. I'm not going to be completely, you know, gone, but I'm not going to do a whole lot of work. Y'all check email a bit. I'll definitely give an update on where we are with membership payments as of Tuesday before I go offline, so to speak. And, you know, I don't think anything pressing is going to happen in a week. And I'll definitely be back on board April 1st when, you know, hopefully things heat up for the convention. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah,
of course. Have fun.
Eileen is probably the only person from high school and college I'm still in touch with.
Wow.
So there you go.
Anything else from the convention that you think you might need? Are we waiting on anything else?
The big thing is the, you know, just getting the speakers confirmed, knowing what our costs are going to be.
Yeah, and I don't know if Zach realizes it's important, because we had, I want to say we had 3 poets last year at the week of the convention pull out. So, you know, that way he can have some peace of mind who's going to be there. And, you know, I was able to make contacts with other people and fill the spots, but.
That's tough. Yeah. That's really tough. Yeah, well, I think if you get it in writing, it makes it more official, it makes it more firm, people feel more committed, and they have assurance. We said we're going to give you this honorarium, this is what we're going to give you. And probably, you know, it wouldn't hurt to confirm people we're not giving anything to, just say, here, you agree to do this?
That's a courtesy.
Agree to do it. You know, here's our, you know, thank you for volunteering. Thank you. Right. Maybe a thank you notes afterwards. But
no, before.
No, before, you know,
because it's a good reminder.
Thank you in advance, but then thank you notes afterwards.
Yeah. Bracket them with thank you notes, right? Cover me with flowers.
Something like that.
So right now it looks like our voice basically is a lot of promoting it, getting our news out and making sure everybody is aware of what's happening. So I can... it's great that we had this meeting, because my next meeting is going to be with... the Janetta and Zach, so that way we can make sure we're getting more advertising out there. Because the more people that attend, the better for us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. More is always better. Video contest. Oh my God. This payment that we just received is for video contest.
So we have 2 now. Good.
We have 2.
We have a contest.
Non-member. We have a contest, yes. Exactly. I agree. All right, we'll take it. Well, I'm glad we had the, you know, I love everybody, but smaller groups go faster and you get to the point, and, you know, we can just get things done. So I'm glad we did this. Do we have to schedule another meeting, or is there another one scheduled we should know about?
So the question is between us three, do we think we need to touch base right before the convention? and see where we're at, see if we have all
or our ducks in a row
turned in. Yeah.
So there's a chapter meeting at 10:30 on the 9th. And I'm free the rest of that weekend and evenings and whenever you say.
And I'm pretty free. There's nothing that I have scheduled in April other than Easter.
Mm-hmm. And a convention.
Right, convention.
Yeah, we don't have, other than the general meeting, which would be the next meeting, the board meeting is scheduled, I think, for the 26th of April.
I have...
The 23rd?
What were we saying?
Let me get my minutes.
I have a board meeting for March... Why do I have March 9th? Oh, that's 1 p.m. I called it board today, but it was really exec. Yeah, I think you wanted the third Saturday, but that can't be April 16th.
Yeah.
And I didn't put any of those down, did I?
How about week before? Are you available April 9th?
We look at April, not March. April 9th, yes. Would you say 1 o'clock?
Does when does Scott meet Albuquerque chapter?
10:30 to 12.
10:30 to
12? Yeah.
So 1 o'clock, it should be quick too, another 30 minutes just to make sure that everything, that there's no problems. So.
Understood.
I may have a problem with that. I wanted to go up and do River Poets with a computer lab opening on the fourth Monday of the month, which is what it's happening now. It's been delayed. I'm going to need to be there. So that logically would put me to visit with River Poets on the 9th. Could we do it like on the 10th? I mean, the 8th is Mother's Day, so we don't want to
do that.
Mother's Day is the 10th. No, we wanted to.
Mother's Day is not in April. Wait, the 9th? So the 9th doesn't work.
I'm sorry.
It's Palm Sunday. The 10th is Palm Sunday.
Yeah, my bad. I was like,
but that's not Palm Sunday.
No.
How about Thursday evening on the 7th, April 7th?
Sure. Say when.
Okay, Thursday on the 7th, I can do.
Okay.
What time?
1 o'clock, did you say?
She said anything.
1 o'clock's fine with me.
Okay. You want to do 1 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 1 p.m. on April 7th.
And that'll be almost exactly 1 week out, so our information should be pretty updated.
Right. Exactly. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. And if I have anything in between, I'll just send you some emails.
Okay. And if anything comes up, well, you know, that this week I'm out. Call me with a message. I will get back within a day.
Okay. I appreciate that. But have fun.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks all. Okay.
That's it.
Bye now.
Bye guys. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
I've got to figure out how to close it. I'll close it. Okay. And